Parrot Brother, South Lancaster, Massachusetts, December 3, 1901. Dear Brother Parrot, your letter has just been placed in my hands. I am sorry that you have in any way been troubled and grieved. I shall write a few words to Brother Palmer. I trust that you will not be disturbed. The Lord is so kind to us. We should manifest the same kindness and patience and love to one another. We must all cultivate a spirit of love and tenderness, not only for our brethren, but for all for whom Christ has died. I hope that the Lord will let his blessing rest upon you, giving you clear discernment. Be of good courage in the Lord. Trust wholly in him, and he will bless and encourage you. I had not thought that Brother Palmer was a hard man, or that he would be guilty of oppressing anyone. He is a kind, tender-hearted man, and has been very liberal. I am sorry to have any reflections cast upon him. Though a mistake has been made by threatening to use measures of force, yet I cannot think that this will be carried out, for it should not be. Do not let any bitter feelings arise in your mind. Be true to yourself and to God. Do the best that you possibly can for your fellow men, and then trust in God. When you can pay without distressing yourself, surely it would be well to do so. How comforting it is to remember that the Lord never makes a mistake. Through misconception, human agencies often err, but the Lord is too wise and too good to do us harm. I am sorry to learn that your little one is sick. Take the child to the compassionate physician who loves little children, and ask him to heal your suffering baby. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. I cannot think that Christ will turn away parents who pray for their children. After you have walked and worked according to the best light that you have, then lay your baby at the feet of Jesus and tell him, Lord, we have done all that we can do. Now hear prayer in behalf of my child. Take the compassionate Savior at his word, and believe that on his part he will do that which you cannot do. I am so glad that Jesus loves his struggling people, and that he will relieve all who come to him. He has promised, Ask, and ye shall receive. John 16, verse 24. But we are to ask in faith, nothing wavering. James 1, verse 6. May the Lord bless you.